Remember the bottom of Lama Tes Amid Beis all the way on the bottom. Continuing to talk about the mitzvah, bigger kolim, etc. So the Gemara says the following: Rav Chalbo Chalosh. Rav Chalbo was not feeling well. Nafak, and the Bach changes the order here. Nafak, Rav Kahana, Achris. So Rav Kahana went out and he declared. Rav Chalbo Baish. Chabo is sick, right? The Mefarash says Baish, and you don't know, so that Baish means Chala. And Chabo is sick. And what happened? Lo Ika de Ka'asi. Nobody came. Meaning no one came to be Mevaker Chola. So Amalhu, Lo Kach Hayim Maisa, but Tamid Echad. I mean, Tamide Shir Rabbi Akiva. So he said to himself, there was a store like this, with one of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Shechala, he got sick. Lo Nichnetsu Chacham Levakro. No one came. The Chacham didn't come to visit the person. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva showed up, and he came to visit the person. U'bishvil shekibdu v'ribtsu lefanav chaya. And because when Rabbi Akiva showed up, they swept and cleaned up the house, so the person got better. It's a big discussion, like, you know, did they clean up because Rabbi Akiva was coming? They cleaned up because Rabbi Akiva told them to? Whatever. The point is that Rabbi Akiva, by showing up, all of a sudden, now people are paying attention, and they cleaned up the place where this Talmud was staying while he was sick, and because they cleaned up the dust and they made it a healthier place to be, so he got better. So Amalei Rebbe Hechi Sani. So he said to the student said to Rebbe Kiva, you saved my life, you brought me back to life. So Yatzer Rebbe Kiva Vadarish, Rebbe Kiva went out and he was Darish. Any person who doesn't visit the sick, so it's like they killed somebody. Right? Presumably because if you go to Mevaker Chola, you have the possibility of getting them better. So if you don't go, so you didn't actually kill them, but you took away the opportunity of helping them get better, so it's ki'ilu, like you killed them. So ki asir of dimi, amar, kol mevaker es achola, gorim lo sheyichya. So Rav Dimi, but he ki asa always means that he showed up. Rav Dimi, there are certain people that they would go back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So ki asa means when he showed up from one of his trips from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. So he said this idea. What did he say? Any person who visits the chola causes them to live. V'chol she'enu mevaker zachola gorim lo sheyamos. Any person who doesn't visit the sick, so he causes them to die. So Gemara says, my girl, what do you mean cause them? In what way? So ilay mekol mevaker zachola. Mevaker shalav rachamim sheyichya v'kol she'ein mevaker zachol mevaker shalav rachamim sheyamus. So if you want to say that it means that when a person visits the sick, so they'll daven, right? Part of the point is that when you go to visit somebody, so it should cause you to daven. One of the posts can talk about it, one of the requirements if you want to be mevaker chol the right way is you have to say a tefillah for the person, either to say it out loud or to daven, in front of the person. But the point is that the goal of the visit, and we're going to see this in a minute also, is that part of the goal of the visit is to recognize, oh wow, this person really needs Rachmei Hashem, and so to cause the person to daven for them. So if the point is that when someone goes to visit, they daven, they should live, and if they don't visit, they daven, they should die. What? So you almost that you're daven, they should die? Doesn't make any sense. Ela kosh ein mevaker chola, ein mevaker shel rachamim. Lo sheyichyev, lo sheyavos. So the point being that if a person goes to visit, so they'll be inspired to daven, but if they don't go, then they won't, and presumably they should live, and if they don't go, then they won't be inspired to daven at all, right? And they just won't do anything, and you'll lose out on the opportunity. Fine, so that's why it's such a important thing to go. Look at the Mefarish on the second line there. Well, actually, the top line also, ki ilu shofech damim, right? If you don't go, you're ki ilu shofech damim. Right? Because when I think there's two ways to read this line in Farish, but one way to read it is because the people who go to visit, they do things for the chola. But I think the right way to read it is that because there are people coming to visit, the other people do things for the chola. Right? The fact that there are visitors for the chola, it causes those who are taking care of him to be more on top of it. In fact, I remember during COVID, Rav Shechter was very makbid that people should call on Shabbos. Someone's in the hospital on Shabbos, so or Yontif, Rav Shechter gave a psak that if someone had COVID and was in the hospital and they couldn't go visit, they should call the hospital on Shabbos. And he thought that was permissible. Why was that permissible? Because, as we know, when there's a person, people are attentive to a person in the hospital, the staff seems to sometimes pay a little bit more attention, not consciously, but almost subconsciously. Because there's people visiting and asking and inquiring, what are you doing with this, what are you doing that, etc. It causes the care to be better. So he thought that it was like a pikuach nefesh to make those types of phone calls. Because if people are visiting, so it makes everyone else busy with that person. And this is what the Mefarish means when he says that. Okay. But then the next Mefarish says, lo shiyichev, lo shiyomba sharei, ein liyodea binyano, shahola. A person's not going to do anything for the person if they don't come to visit because they don't really know what's going on. Right? As you know, when you see things with your own eyes, all of a sudden it has more of an impact on you than if you're just, you heard someone's not feeling well, but you go to see them, so then you have more of a, it gives you more of a, you know, you're more inspired to do something. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rava, Yoma Kadma Dechalish Amrlahon Lo Siglu Leinish De Lo Listra Mazle. So he said, when Rava would get sick, and he'd be sick for one day, so he'd say, don't tell anybody that I'm sick. Tell people that I'm sick, it's going to cause bad mazel. You know, it's like, I don't want people to know after I'm just sick for one day. Mikan ve'elach, but after the first day, when he was sick already for more days, Amrlahon Poku Va'achriz Beshuka. Right? He said, once he was sick for two or three days, he said, now go to the marketplace and announce that I'm sick. The kol de, because why is that? The kol de sani li, anybody who hates me, li yachti li, uksiv bin ful ivecha al tismach. Right? Because if they don't like me and they hear I'm sick, they'll be happy. And the halacha is, when your enemy is sick, when your enemy is suffering, you're not supposed to be besimcha. And this person will be besimcha, and then so the opposite will happen. I'll get a, it'll help me out. With the racham li, and someone who does like me, the bayalai racham li, that person will daven for me. So it'll be good either way. If they don't like me, they'll do the wrong thing and I'll be good. And if they like me, then they'll daven for me and it'll be good for me also. Okay. I'm a rav. Kol mevaker es achole nitzol midine shel gehenem. Any person who goes to visit the sick, so they are saved from the judgment of gehenem. How do I know? Shenemar, ashrei maskil el dal b'yom ra'ah. Yimaltehu Hashem. So you know, good. It's good for a person who goes to the dal. Right, it usually means a poor person on a bad day, and you might tell you Hashem will save them. Okay, so ain dal elacholin. How do I know that dal usually means a poor person? How do I know dal a sick person? Shneamar midala yivtzaani. Pasuk says Yishayahu that from being a dal, my life was saved. So dal doesn't only mean poor, but it can mean sick. My life was saved from being sick. Inami minadin. Or means inami minadin minhadin kray. Otherwise, or if not, you can learn the same rule from this pasuk. Maduata kacha dal ben hamelach baboker baboker. Pasuk says, why are you dal? Why are you sick, ben melach? Okay. The point is that a person who so we've proven that dal can mean sick. Okay. That a sick person is, again, you go to visit a sick person, you see it from Gehenim. And ain ra el Gehenim. And how do I know that ra is Gehenim? Shneamar kol pal Hashem lemaneu v'gam rasha leyom ra. Right, that rasha is going to be sent to yom ra. Where does a rasha go? Rasha goes to Gehenim. So ra must mean Gehenim. Okay. So a person who goes to visit someone, they're saved from din shel Gehenim. Good. V'im bikir mascharo. And if a person visits them, what's their reward? Someone says, what's the reward? Mascharo, kedamer nitzol midin shel Gehenim. What do you mean? We just said, it's like, we're not paying attention to the conversation. We just said that you're saved from Gehenim. If you, that's your schar. No, el mascharo shbelo mazeh. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, I understand you're saved from midin shel Gehenim. But what's going to happen, tachlis, in this world, if I visit someone who's sick? So Hashem, yishmerehu v'yichyehu v'oshe ba'aretz, v'atitnehu b'nefesh oivav. Hashem yishmerehu miyitzahara. So this pasuk. Right, in Tehillim, Hashem will protect them and keep them alive and make them happy in the land, and will not put them in the hand of his enemies. So they're going to darsh in the pasuk. Hashem yishmerehu. Hashem is going to guard them. Yitzhara. So he'll protect you from getting caught up with yitzhara. V'yichyehu mini yisurin, and he'll bring you alive, meaning you won't have yisurin. You won't have suffering. V'osher ba'aretz. You call miskabdim bo, that everyone will give them honor. Vatitneo benefesh oivav, she is dam yulo reyim. He's going to have good friends. Friends like Kenaman, she reapu as saraso. So you're going to have friends like Naaman, because Naaman was sick. He was a king who was sick, and there are people. He went to the doctor who healed him from Saras. So he'll have good friends like that, or like those people who healed Naaman, who were in good shape afterwards, and not like the friends of Rechavam, who split his kingdom in half. Fine. So the point being, it's a good idea to visit somebody who's sick because good things will happen for you. Okay, both b'olam hazeh and also b'olam haba. Or at least b'olam haba, bad things won't happen to you. You won't go to Gehenna. Okay, which is worthy of missing out on. Okay. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon Elazar said, Im yomru lecha yiladim ben yiladim bana uzakenim sasur shma lezakenim. If young people tell you to build something, and older people tell you to destroy it, listen to the older people. Val tishval yiladim, and don't listen to the younger people. Why? Shebinyan yiladim stira, ustira zakenim binyan. Because the building of young people is destructive, and the destroying of wise people is building. How do I know? V'simon l'davar, Rechavam ben Shlomo. And the simon is, Rechavam ben Shlomo, again, this king who bad things happened to, when he listened to the wrong people, so it led to things that were not great for him. Look at the Mefarish. V'sim l'davim mirachavam dichsiv. It says by Rechavam in Sefer Melachim. V'yazov es atzas hasakedim. He didn't listen to the wise people. He listened to the new kids on the block. He didn't listen to the wise people. V'nechara beis hamikdash al osa etza, because of that etza that he got and that he took. So bad. So the beis hamikdash eventually was destroyed. Okay. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Shisha Berei D'Rav Idi. So Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, said the following. Lo lisod inish kitzira lo betlas shai kadmaisa lo betlas shai betraisa. So a person, a person should not visit a sick person, not in the first 3 hours of the day, and not in the last 3 hours of the day. Why? Ki hiche de lo lisach daite min rachame. So you shouldn't end up have a hesach adas, like forgetting to daven. Okay? So, why is that? Because tlas shai kadmaisa rav chadayte. First 3 hours of the day, so a person's feeling, pretty good. So the Mefarish explains, tlas shai kadmaisa rav chadayte. Look at the Mefarish. Kid amr ba'ama idli yoma idli katsira, vidilma amr lo itztrich lemibai rachame alei. Right, meaning if you show up in the first 3 hours of the day, so the person's going to be feeling pretty, hey, feeling pretty good? Feeling pretty good? Oh, okay, no problem. So, and you're going to leave and say, this guy's fine. He doesn't need a davening, so I'm not going to feel inspired to daven because he's really doing okay. Right? It's the morning, he's feeling pretty good today, so no reason to daven. Right? Continues the Mefarish. V'dilma amr lacha, the amr lo itzrich lami bayrach, the ain't a kokachola, it's not so sick, should be okay. Okay. So that's why you don't go in the first 3 hours of the day. Okay? And, but Sraisa, what happens in the last 3 hours of the day? Talk of Chushay. Know this anyways. Even when a person is just moderately sick, right? In the evening, if a person is feeling better, what can happen? At night, their fever comes back, they don't feel as good. It's very usual that at night, the person feels worse. So you shouldn't visit them later in the evening. Why? Because then they're going to be so bad since in the Farshim that you're going to say, forget it, there's nothing to do. It's worthless. And you won't dive in. So you shouldn't visit first 3 hours of the day, last 3 hours of the day. Why? Because first 3 hours of the day, you think you're so okay that you won't even bother davening because they're really fine, or you're going to think the last 3 hours of the day they're so not well that you're going to you'll give up and won't daven at all. You see again from this Gemara how integral the davening is to the visit, right? So much that the purpose of the visit is to inspire the visitor to daven also. Okay. Amar Rav and Amar Rav. How do I know that Hashem sustains the chola? Shneamar, Hashem yisadenu al eres devei. That Hashem will. How do they translate the pasuk?
Hashem will fortify him on the sick bed.
Hashem will fortify him on the sick bed. There you go. So that's how you see that Hashem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. that Hashem takes care of the chola. Okay. V'amarav and amarav. Minayin she hashchina shriya lemalem mitasa shachola. How do I know that the shchina sits at the top of the... Sorry, this could mean either above, right? Or at the top of the bed of the chola. Shnei mar, Hashem is there. While Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is there. Hashem is taking care of the chola. So you see that means Hashem is around when a person is sick. Taninami achi, another brisa that supports the same idea. Hanichlan zavaka sechola lo yeshiv lo al gabe mita v'lo al gabe safsa v'lo al gabe kisei alamis atef v'yoshiv al gabe karka. Ipnei shashchina shruya lamala. So when a person goes to visit the chola, they shouldn't sit on the bed. They shouldn't sit on a bench. They shouldn't sit on a chair. Rather, they should wrap themselves up and they should sit on the floor. Why? Because the Shechina is above the bed of the Chola. Shneimar Hashem Yisidinu al Eretz Tevei. Some say this is only true when the Cholim themselves used to sit on the floor. If the Chola was on the floor, you'd be above the Chola. That wouldn't be okay. But generally, we don't assume. We do assume today. If you visit somebody, you can sit on a chair. We saw that in the Mishnah before, right? We saw the Mishnah earlier. The guy would come to visit; he could sit down in the chair. So, or that was a question if he took it in net. There was a nether against him or not, right? But otherwise, you can sit. You can sit in the chair. I don't think we're gonna sit here. There's other places that say that a person when they come to visit a chol, they shouldn't sit at the head of the chola. You should sit by the feet of the chola, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is by the head of the chola. Similar idea that Hashem is there, visiting the person. Okay. Amarav, Matrav Marava, Sada, Rabba Pras. Okay, so this is going to take us to a different topic for a couple minutes. So, fine. So Ravin said the following. In the name of Rav. He said, this, by the way, we just said an idea in the name of Rav and Amarav. So now we're saying another idea, Rav and Amarav. They're not really related to each other, but they're really related because Rav and Amarav said it. Fine. So Rav said the name of Rav. So he says the following. If you see, if you're in, rain in Eretz Yisrael, so now you're going to see that the rivers in Pras, the Euphrates River, is going to rise. Okay? Why does that matter? Because it's a halacha that a person, there's a discussion at least, about a person being able to use a river as a mikvah. And the rule is like this. If the water of the river is spring water, right, that comes literally from below ground, so then it's permissible to use as a mikvah. If it is but if it's rainwater that's getting taken down on the river, so then that doesn't count. That can't be used, even though it sounds counterintuitive, because usually we assume mikvah water is rainwater. That's rainwater that rains directly into the mikvah. Right, and isn't taken by any other way. It's not but doesn't taken by any vehicle, any piping, etc. It just goes straight in, right? So it never stops. But if it's rainwater that's filling up in a river, so then that doesn't count as the water of a river, which is a spring water, which is permissible to use as a mikvah. So just take a look at the Ran for a second. Matra b'maraba sada rabba pras. So the Well, just take a look at the Mefarish, actually. It's easier for a second to think. He writes the following, on the right side. Kishinar pras gadol, when the Euphrates River is full, have eitus l'gshamim shiyodin Eretz Yisrael. You see, that's proof that it's been raining in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael gavoa, we call our rats. So it's because Eretz Yisrael is higher than every other land. Ubayin gshamim v'noflim b'pras u'misgada ben. So the water comes, it runs down, and it raises the level of the rivers. And that is a machlokas with Shmuel. Why is that a machlokas with Shmuel? So it continues the Gemara. Upliga de Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel nara mikipe misbarech. Right? Because Shmuel said that the nahar kind of lifts up from its banks. What does it mean? Klomar, says the Ran on the left side. Shmuel says if the water is rising in the Nahar Pras, what does it mean? It means that the spring water is actually overflowing. It's not coming from the rain, it's coming from underneath. We don't assume all that water must be from the rain, and therefore it would be also to use the river for a mikvah. Right? Rather, Shmuel held if you see lots of water in the river, don't worry. You can assume that the water's the main source of the water is the spring itself. Look at just the last couple lines there in that same run. Hilkach leShmuel mutol detvol b'naharos laolam. Afilu kishenir la'ayin shenisrabu harbe machmas hamatar. And the Shmuel held that you could always go into the river and use that as a mikvah, even if you see this is, you know, even if you see there's a lot of water. Fine. So that was Shmuel's opinion. Okay. So this idea that seeing lots of rain proves to you it rained in Eretz Yisrael, that does not shtim. That doesn't go with Shmuel's opinion, right? Because Shmuel always held that if you see lots of water in the river, you can assume that it's coming from below, not from the rainwater. Okay. And pligia Shmuel the Shmuel, but now you have an internal contradiction within Shmuel himself. Why? The Amar Shmuel ain hamay mitarin bezochin, because Shmuel holds that you can't use water that is running water, right? To be mitahir. Look at the Ran. The ikal amechash l'rabu anotfin, right? Because there's a concern that you're gonna have water here that is rainwater. So what's going on here? So I can't. So Shmuel told me on the one hand that I can't use mayim zochelin, this running water, as mikvah water. At the same time, he told me that the river typically is going to be fine, right? If there's a lot of water there, it's fine to use as mikvah. But I thought maybe there's rainwater in there. So what's going on? So rather, what's going on? Ela. So turn the page. Ela pras biyome tishrei bilvad. Sorry, finish the line there. Because Shmuel said that the water you can only use if it is prop yom tishrei b'vad. No, is that right? That's a separate answer.
No, you're only allowed to use it if it's...
Is that Shmuel's opinion, or that's a separate answer? The Gemara's giving.
Shmuel gives two conditions. It has to be like the pras that it runs. It never runs dry.
Meaning yeah.
It's its own source.
Yeah.
And.
In Tishrei,
because in Tishrei, you know why. The Mefarish explains. Look at the Ran, they both explain. Look at the Ran on top of the page, the Memem base. El pras biyom Tishrei bilvad lefisha eno es kishamim. It's not the rainy season anymore. Veloz man hafsharas shlagim. It's not the time that snow is running off into the rivers. So therefore, you can assume if it's the price, you can only use it in Yom Tishrei. Why? Because in that scenario, I know that the water is not coming from the rain, it's coming from underneath. That seems to be a contradiction to Shmuel, who had seemed to say before that you could always use it. If you see a lot of water, no problem. It must be that the springs are causing more water to come out. So, fine. Gemara doesn't really answer this steer. There's a huge run that goes down all the way bottom, which kind of takes us to, like, you know, get, you know, goes further into this conversation. But the Gemara says the following: Avu de Shmuel, Avad Lahun Mikvos Libanase, Biyome Nisan, Umafse Biyom Tishrei. So Avu de Shmuel, so he would make like mikvos for his daughters in the month of Nisan, and he would make the mats in the month of Tishrei. Why? So the point being, look at the Mefarish. Avu de Shmuel svirle keidach de Shmuel. He held like the second approach of Shmuel. Va'avid lehu lebanse mikvas biyom Nisan lefisha biyom Nisan ravin notfin al hazochlin. Right, in those when the days of Nisan, there was rainwater a lot more, and therefore he made mikvas for them. Machmas hakeshamim sharei kol hashlagim va'kerach shenispashu bayim hamayim derech tzinoros tahav lehu sheuvim. Right, the point is it becomes bayim sheuvim. Right, bayim sheuvim is water that's moved from one place to the other. It's not just sitting there. So aval lo bind derech tzinoros ela meilin shutfin ubind tovim behen kid amar zavit etc. Fine. So that's why in the days in Nisan he would have mikvahs for them. But mafse biyom etishrei shebetishrei mismatin en naharos. In Tishrei the naharos would get smaller. Min kol yomos hashana umal in tit v'hay nosein hamefetz. He would allow them to use the river, but if they're using the river, then it's much lower. And what's going to happen? Their women are going to put their feet on the floor of the river, and that will cause a chatzitza. So he would give them mats to be tovel, and if they're going to go in there, so that it'd be like a floor, and when the only way to allow them to be tov in the mikvah. Shalei kanei satit ragaleim v'yiyah chatzitza. But the point being that he found ways to do this, but again, only at certain times because of this concern that the second approach of Shmuel to this issue. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up next week with Daf Mem Aleph. Okay, Yashikoyah.